The rebuilding of the 850-year-old Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is entering a new phase. The cathedral's massive organ has been completely disassembled ahead of schedule for cleaning, and workers have removed construction scaffolding that melted during the catastrophic fire last year. Vivian Walt is a Time magazine correspondent who's been following the renovations, and she joins us now from Paris. Vivian, welcome. Good to speak with you.
Thank you for having me.
And what about that scaffolding? It had been on the cathedral even before the fire broke out, and some people thought that maybe it was keeping the building from actually falling down. Now that it's gone, how much of a milestone was that in the process?
Now that they've got that off the roof, they've now begun to construct scaffolding inside the cathedral, and remarkably, they've able to get up to the vault level perhaps for the first time in hundreds of years. No one had actually seen the top of this cathedral close up until now. So the fire, ironically, as tragic as it was, has become an absolute lesson for a whole range of different artisans, scholars. They only just discovered that the two sides of the cathedral, which they didn't know, were not entirely symmetrical, that there were parts of the cathedral that were slightly wider than other parts.
Wow. I know the issue of lead has been very important because the lead roof melted in the fire. Lead dust coated not only the rubble of the building, but the entire area. Do researchers now have a better idea just how much contamination there has been?
Well, they believe there has been a lot of contamination inside the cathedral. And in fact, the few times that I have been inside Notre Dame since the fire, we've had to dress completely in like hazmat suits and shower on our way out. Every single thing that touches the cathedral cannot be taken back out on the street. So they're very, very serious about the lead pollution. The whole area around what is the oldest part of Paris has been quite badly affected. The buildings, the schools, everything needed to be decontaminated.
Hmm. You mentioned being inside the cathedral with that, you know, for lack of a better word, a hazmat suit. What is it like? This is one of the most monumental places of worship in the world. Reduced to this, what's it like inside?
You know, it is really strange, Peter, because, of course, I have been in Notre Dame many times, and it's always a very kind of cavernous, dark, almost gloomy place inside. And, of course, it's always crowded with tourists. 14 million tourists visit every year. And now it is echoing and empty, and it's also without a roof. So you have this immense amount of sunlight pouring into this enormous space. And you walk around and it's just utterly awe-inspiring and also a little kind of devastated feeling. It does feel a little bit like, you know, some, you know, war-damaged building, for example. Now, the architects are very keen to point out that it looks a lot worse than it is. Of course, they lost the incredible 300-foot spire. They lost the roof, which is enormous, and they lost much of the old medieval oak vault that covered the ceiling. But aside from that, things were pretty much intact. And wow. Once they can start rebuilding the top of the cathedral, they should be on their way.
So that leads me to the next question. Now what? As you well know, President Macron had somewhat controversially said that the cathedral would be rebuilt within 5 years. So what's next, and is he on track to make that goal?
Well, it sounded so ambitious at the time, and it was a promise that he made the morning after the fire when everybody was in shock. And I think it was his way of saying, you know, we have to have hope and this will be okay. And in retrospect, I think it was the best thing he could have done because it gave people a very limited time period in which to sort out some very key controversial issues. For example, would they do something modern and innovative in rebuilding the cathedral? That whole controversy has now been settled. Macron announced during the summer that things would be built exactly as they had been. The first mass in Notre Dame will be held, they think, April 15th, 2024, which will be 5 years, the fifth anniversary of the fire. It will also very interestingly be in the middle of Macron's re-election campaign. And it will also be a few months before the Paris Olympics are held. It probably will take some time before you see 14 million tourists traipsing through there every year.
Well, Vivian, can you, you know, we're heading towards the Christmas season here. It would normally be a very important time for this cathedral. You know, how are people feeling going into the end of this very difficult year?
One really great thing that Notre Dame has been able to do is they've organized for the choir, the famous Notre Dame choir, to sing inside the cathedral just before Christmas. And it will be live streamed on French television. And it's very much aimed at getting people to feel a sense of upliftment after what's been a very grueling year for the city and for the world. And in some ways, the beginning of a sense of healing.
Vivian Walt, Time magazine correspondent in Paris, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And here is the Notre Dame choir and congregation singing "O Come All Ye Faithful" during a Christmas Mass in 2016. Well, French officials are considering cleaning the inside surfaces of the cathedral with one of the newest technologies in art restoration, lasers. An art restoration expert from Chicago invented the technique, and it's already been tested inside Notre Dame. Bartek Dynovsky is president of GC Laser Systems. Bartek, welcome. You were in the cathedral just last month testing different settings of your lasers. How do they work? Give us the layman's version.
Sure. So the technology is both very simple in concept and also quite complicated. It just has to do with the fact that light absorbs into materials differently. And what we do is we calibrate our laser technology to excite the layer of contamination with laser pulses. And when that contamination gets hit by a laser pulse, the molecules get so excited by the energy they absorb, they literally shake themselves apart and just vaporize off the surface. So
wow,
we get it to separate without any use of chemicals, without any mechanical abrasion. And then we have a method of capturing everything. We actually have a new patent-pending fume capture system that guarantees that all of the material is 100% captured.
Okay, so capturing the soot and the lead that comes off these walls is important. But how big is the job? Is it just entirely covered in soot and lead dust? I mean, do you have to clean up the entire building?
Well, during the process of our testing, we were literally working from the very bottom to the very top in different areas.
Wow.
There is a lot of soot throughout, but they've already made great progress with the general cleanup and stabilization of everything. There's also things that weren't a result of the fire, just regular, you know, grime and, for example, candle soot in some areas, right? So the level of cleaning is important to always keep in mind when we're dealing with conservation and restoration, because we, in some cases, don't want to make things look brand new.
Right.
So another advantage is that we can actually control how much we remove and how clean we make things look with different settings of the laser, so we can control how much we're taking off.
Well, that is interesting. Now, your technology has cleaned the facade of the U.S. Supreme Court building and the lions in front of the New York Public Library. What do you think, when you're done here inside the cathedral? Now, you said you don't want it to look like it was freshly built in 2020 or 2021, but what will it look like? Do you think it'll be close to the way it was before the fire broke out?
I think the aesthetics and the overall intent and experience of it should be the same. Or very similar.
We heard Vivian Walt of Time magazine describe what it was like to be inside the building. What about for you? What's that experience like to be in such an important building that has been so badly damaged?
Well, for me, this building is very important, not just because it's such a cultural icon, but my father took me there when I was a boy and was showing me the gargoyles. And when I saw the cathedral burning, one of the thoughts I had, I was really worried, like, that might not be an experience I get to share with my sons. Actually, being inside, it's a surreal feeling. You know, you realize the scope of what is in front of you and what has to be done. But on a professional level, it's not an impossible task to accomplish.
Are you a religious person?
I am, yes. I'm Catholic.
Yeah, so that might add an extra layer of complexity. Did the building retain its spiritual power when you were inside?
Inside, honestly, I had a feeling of hope as soon as I walked in. And I'm not worried about it being brought back to its former glory.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people are glad to hear you say that. Art restoration expert Bartek Dynovsky, president of GC Laser System. His laser cleaning technology has been approved for use inside the cathedral by the French government. Bartek, thank you.
Thank you.